To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Let's be as real as we can be about this. The guy that we made fun of all summer long because he had the wide receiver whose feet didn't work. That he was the national joke in the NFL community. He outcoached your coach yesterday. Absolutely outcoached Matt Nagy yesterday. By the time the Bears did finally come up with some answers, after the Raiders being the Raiders and giving you an opportunity, you do have the game there. You do have a lead in the game. And they said, okay, why don't we go back to what was working early on? Here's a steady diet of us running the ball behind our offensive line that averages 340 pounds a guy.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Coach wants that.
They need more takeaways.
How do you coach that?
You cannot. I mean, you never say that publicly, but in the back of your mind, you know, you're working on it in practice. When we were at Oklahoma State, you know, we were on like 50 years of probation or something down there. Okay. So we didn't have very good players. Not enough of them. And we would work on those same turnover drills that we worked on when we all came to Oklahoma State from University of Pittsburgh. Defensively on our team up here, we had Hugh Green, Ricky Jackson, you know, Bill Moss, Tony Siragusa. I mean, you know, when we had some real players, you know, great players, Hall of Fame players, and we would get turnovers. So we did those same drills, guys, at Oklahoma State, and we didn't get them.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
The Bears take their third loss in a row. Keep it here for a full recap of the loss to the Chargers. Plus, we'll take a look at their next matchup with the Eagles. Live from the Hyundai Score Studios, we're talking Bears. Here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. A radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Fan 4-packs are a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 1 large popcorn, and 1 low price. To get yours, visit ChicagoWolves.com. They are winners. They are the Wolves. After a night to sleep on it, Matt Nagy doesn't regret his decision to take a knee before Eddie Pinheiro's second missed kick.
Mitch had a hell of a scramble to get 11 yards and put us into a position to make a 40-yard field goal. So there's just a lot of things that can happen. You know, you could have a holding penalty if you call a run. If you throw the ball, you could have a sack. Of course, you could fumble a snap. You could fumble a handoff. There's a lot of negatives that I felt like just at that point at the 40-yard field goal, you know, that we had total confidence that he'll make that. So I said it last night. I don't look back on it. I don't regret it. And I feel very strongly about that.
Nagy on our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. The Bears have lost 3 straight and go to Philadelphia on Sunday. The Eagles are 5-point favorites. The Dolphins sent running back Kenyon Drake to the Cardinals for a conditional pick the day before the trade deadline. Winless Miami visits Pittsburgh tonight. Baseball, David Ross will be introduced as the Cubs' 55th manager in franchise history at 11 a.m. We'll carry the press conference live. Pittsburgh continues to clean house by firing GM Neil Huntington. The Mets will hold a third round of managerial interviews, and Houston can clinch the World Series tomorrow. Finally, in basketball, it's the 1-2 Bulls at the 0-3 Knicks tonight, a 6 o'clock tip right here on The Score. This update was brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing. Schedule your free consultation today. And come out to Coombs Corner Sports Grill in Lockport on Sunday, November 10th for the Sportsbook at Ameristar pregame show. Listen to Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Olin Krutz from noon until kickoff, followed by a 2-hour postgame show with Hub and James Big Cat Williams, brought to you by Miller Lite. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Home of Bears Mondays, presented by your local Ford dealers and the Built Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. This is The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. More horses, more races, and more action.
It's a movement. It's a revolution. And I'm excited to be a small part. It's a movement. It's a revolution. And I'm excited to be a small part of it.
Rich Campbell.
I'll get up with you. Have some coffee.
Chicago Tribune Bears beat writer.
Everything that happened, every last word is in my notes.
Bringing you the latest from Hallis Hall.
It's a frustrating time right now. You have to accept that, but we can't dwell on it. We need to make sure that we focus on, as rough as three losses in a row is, what do we do to rally?
Asking hard-hitting questions.
What impressed you about Leonard Sack?
Rich Campbell with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Rich Campbell is brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from with Al Pamonte Ford. Rich, help me reconcile something that I can't. How can Matt Nagy have his brand, his outward approach, his whole thing is his positivity? It's just relentlessly upbeat and looking for the good, that positive energy. Yet in the moment, when it's on the line, he's entirely dwelling on the possibility of the negative. It's all about what could go wrong. How can those two guys end up being the same guy? Even when confronted on it, even said, well, you know, it shows a lack of faith in your office. No. I always have faith in my guys. This, to me, is the unsolvable conflict of yesterday.
I'm 100% with you, because I think from a just game management standpoint and a risk management standpoint, his decision to kneel down is reasonable. You could justify it because the offense hasn't earned his trust. And that's the one word that goes to all of what you just said there. Nagy has talked in the context of Trubisky and the offense about relentless trust. And he admitted yesterday, both with his actions and his words post-game, that the relentless trust he talks about is not real. It's not real. Now, I think we could all agree from the way the offense has played through seven games that they have not earned that trust. They have not earned that positivity. But it does go against what Nagy tries to exude on a minute-to-minute basis. Now, you could also look at it one of two ways. Yes, he admitted that his faith in the offense and its ability to run a play without something catastrophic happening was completely shaken. On the other hand, he did have relentless trust, unwavering trust in his kicker, in his new kicker who had missed earlier in the game. So on one side of that coin, he is being positive. He is putting his faith in Eddie to go make a 41-yard kick, which he has to make. But I'm with you. For everything Matt says about the offense and his trust in Mitch, he did not want to put the ball in his quarterback's hands right there. You know, if you've got a playmaking quarterback, a QB you believe in, yeah, you could throw there and bite off another five-yard chunk. If you believe in your offensive line, what's the worst-case scenario? No gain. Basically, you know, no gain, maybe a loss of one. You're kneeling down and taking the loss of one also. So I'm with you. That disconnect, more so than just the details of the game and the fact they lost the game, that disconnect between who Nagy wants to be, who he says he is, and how that played out, that's the biggest part of that sequence yesterday.
And who he used to be, right? I mean, this guy's come a long way from taking a shot to Miller in a playoff game against the Eagles before making a kick decision with Cody Parkey.
Yeah, good point.
To today, or to yesterday. Yeah. I mean, that's come a long way.
That's a good point. Now, that shot to Miller was based on cover zero blitz.
Oh, for sure.
The one you're talking about. But the fact that he called a pass play, yeah, you're exactly right.
The fact that he trusted a quarterback to read that, too.
That's right. And so let's be real here, okay? Now, I think that decision yesterday, it negatively affected the outcome. It was not the reason they lost. The reason they lost is because they turned the ball over twice in the fourth quarter. The quarterback turned the ball over twice in the fourth quarter. You understand why Nagy's confidence is shaken. You do not have to read between the lines here. The font between the lines is like size 100 right now. That Nagy does not believe in the quarterback because the quarterback has not earned his trust with consistent plays. Had some chunks yesterday. The type of plays that Nagy wants to build upon, to spark the offense. Not only that, but some of them were generated out of the run game, some play pass. That's exactly the kind of sequencing he wants to establish. And Mitch gives the ball away without being hit. And he does so one play after missing Taylor Gabriel behind 50-year-old linebacker Thomas Davis, a matchup that Matt Nagy would pay to get on game day. They got it. Mitch misses the throw. So Matt is shaken. Matt knows what he's working with at quarterback here. It's the biggest problem the Bears have. So, yes, the game management's a problem, but for me, it's further down the list than just the inconsistent quarterback play that has really taken the life out of this season.
What happens to them inside the 10 that causes nothing to work?
Yeah, it's multifaceted, and the irony was, is even though it's a small sample size, they were sixth in the NFL going into the game in red zone touchdown percentage. You know, they only had, I think, 14 opportunities before that, which was 29th in the league. So again, small sample size, but they had done it okay. When it's the red zone, you need playmakers. You need a guy who can go up and catch a jump ball. You need someone who can make a play in tight spaces. You need a guy who can make an acrobatic catch. And you need a quarterback with great feel. And what we saw from the Bears, particularly in that sequence at the end of the second quarter, was a lot of sort of safety netting, a lot of propping up of the quarterback, having him roll out and cut down the field so he doesn't make a mistake, having him try to isolate Adam Shaheen on a one-read throw, four receivers to the right, Shaheen isolated to the left, just no reading involved, just hit the big tight end on a slant. They had the PI to Allen Robinson, where Robinson was the only eligible receiver who crossed the line of scrimmage. How rare is that? You know, how rare is that? That they rolled Trubisky to the right, they kept everyone in to protect, and it was just a one-man route. That is not... I mean, that is indicative of an offense that doesn't believe its quarterback can stand in, doesn't believe its offensive line can protect and find openings. Also, in the run game, they were running for no gain down there. Yeah. So you're not getting push from the offensive line, which we have come to see. This is not a strong offensive line in terms of displacing defenders. Remember that the game in Denver, they were clawing for blades of grass before David Montgomery scored his first touchdown. So it's a collective problem, but you need playmakers, and they just don't have enough of them. It starts at quarterback.
So, Rich, I was kind of talking about this on Friday before the game, thinking that it's probably, from here on out, probably more important that Matt Nagy rediscovers himself, and that at the end of the season you end up with a little bit more faith in Matt Nagy than if Mitch Trubisky discovers himself. Because I think given the play on the field, given the opportunities, and given the contracts, the way the team's constructed, I think one helps you more than the other. I wonder if you think that's possible and if you'd make the same choice.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with what you're saying, but I'm kind of curious how we would see this play out. Just kind of thinking out loud here to develop it. I think one of the things we saw yesterday that was a positive in that direction was the way there appeared to be a sequencing of plays. These were not plays that were just randomly called. It was run, setting up the pass. Now you see this strategy unfolding, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're getting at, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some of it goes to the game management. Some of it goes to the play calling, the play selection, and the play design.
To my mind, it's been, you know, Matt Nagy has, for better or worse, and in wins and losses, he's come up with different offensive game plans for the team he's facing each and every week. Bill Belichick does that. I find that to be a pretty decent approach. Still, he has now learned that I formation can work for him, that David Montgomery is a pretty damn good back, and maybe you trust him a little bit more. Develop that. You know, don't be so, you know, if you have a team that does this thing well, and that thing doesn't happen to be the way you want to run the offense, well, it's time to put that part of the Denny's menu away and get to the other side of the thing a little bit. That would be development from his standpoint.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because I'm not exactly sure what the ceiling is for the quarterback anymore, but you heard Ryan Pace yesterday on the pregame show really emphasize Nagy's people skills. You know, Pace said, you know, Matt, his X's and O's mind is at an extremely high level, but what's most important to Pace are the people skills. And I'm listening to that thinking, people skills and a 30th ranked offense isn't going to get you to where you want to go. Yeah, the people skills are going to be important when you've lost three in a row and you're now 1-3 at home, you're going to have to keep the ship together. John Fox had people skills also. You know, that's a reason that the culture started to build in the right way for the Bears. But he's got to draw it up to the point where he is earning Coach of the Year because his offense is putting up big numbers. Now, he needs a quarterback to do that. Nagy also has to elevate the quarterback. That's why he's brought here. But yes, in terms of his growth as a game manager, as a play caller, as a strategist, you know, a week-to-week strategist, let's see what he does when he's not playing with a full deck, because he's not right now. And I heard a offensive player in the locker room yesterday say, I didn't even know we had the I formation. I thought, oh, man. You know, it was like when they came out and ran I formation and those sweeps left, it was almost like Nagy had a bullhorn to the Soldier Field crowd, like, all right, I hear you, okay? Here we go.
It was almost defiant, I thought.
Yeah, it worked.
It was like, you want to see your I formation? Look at this. And the fact right. that it worked almost caught him off guard.
Well, the interesting thing there was, you know, David Montgomery gained 10 yards on that first carry, and then they got stuck again. They got stuck. David Montgomery finished the first quarter 8 carries for 15 yards.
Yeah.
So he was averaging less than a yard a carry after that first run, but Nagy stuck with it. And I think because of the success they had last year, and Nagy wins Coach of the Year, maybe some folks, me included, you lose sight of the fact that he has got to grow as a coach, that he is still a first-time head coach, and now he's only through 24 games. It's the equivalent, you know, with the playoff game last year, of a season and a half. He's got to be able to grow into the role, but he's got to show us that he can. So I'm with you on that, Connor.
I am a little worried about the interior of the line, and I don't know why isn't the interior of the line better? You've got a Pro Bowler at left guard. You've got a second-round draft pick who a lot of people had a first-round grade on, who played well last year at center. And right guard is right guard. A replacement-level player should be able to play right guard adequately. And they can't get a push. They can't get double teams executed against a middling defensive line at home. I don't understand. You have a generally very well-regarded positional coach in Harry Hiestand, who's had pupils who are excelling in the NFL. Why aren't they better?
This is one of the great mysteries of the 2019 Bears, and I agree with you particularly about Hiestand. And not only is his group not played at a level that matches the reputation of his, but that was a reputation that Harry earned with some good Bears teams. Or, I mean, it's not like he's a great college coach and he's just trying it at the NFL for the first time. No, he is proven at the NFL level, and they have spent a second round pick on James Daniels. They have spent a second round pick on Cody Whitehair. Those guys are underperforming, and I think they'd be the first ones to tell you. And we can harp on them enough during or after games in which they barely run the ball, but to even be doing it after a game in which they ran for 162 yards, it's true. The consistency just isn't there. And it's a technique thing. To me, it goes to coaching. And Hiestand has to figure this out. He has to get more out of the interior guys. This was an obvious problem coming out of that Raiders game in London, that they can't run the ball between the tackles. And they did hit one. The long one they hit yesterday is an example of how it has to be more consistently. Bobby Massey and Rashad Coward on a great, you know, double team block, gets to the linebacker. Cody Whitehair pulls, finds his guy, and Montgomery's off. Why that can't happen more consistently, it's a mystery, and it is killing this offense.
It sounds like there's somebody hungry in your house. We are going to let you attend to that person.
Have a great one, guys.
Thanks,
see you, Rich.
That is Rich Campbell. The segment brought to you by Amazon. Holiday hiring at Amazon starts now. Earn up to $16 an hour. No resume, no previous experience required. Choose from a variety of shifts. Find your opportunity at amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Calls are lined up. There are blinking check marks in front of me on this phone bank. And it's what we do on Bears Monday. And we're have to be the Bears talk is going to be curtailed a bit, because at 11 today, we are going to take you to Wrigley Field and the initial press conference for Cubs manager David Ross.
It's a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the game with all of our shows and team of football experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built...
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Built Ford Tough F-150. And that's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 42 years straight. The official truck of the Chicago...
Pros know there's a lot more to a tile job than tile. But here's something even pros don't know. The Home Depot's just lowered prices on tile essentials. Grout, mortar, backer board, sponges. Everything a pro needs to do the job. And know this... We won't be beaten on flooring prices, guaranteed. Well, what do you know about that? New lower prices on tile essentials for the pro. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Yours only.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn five times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
With the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.
Oh, that's the way, I like it, that's the way, I like it,
Woo! The Quicksilver card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
That's the way,
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Music trivia.
This man was a studio drummer who recorded with the Beach Boys, John Lennon, George Harrison, Frank Zappa, Eric Clapton, and more. He even won a Grammy. He also murdered his own mother with a hammer. Who was it? His name was Jim Gordon. He was diagnosed as a schizophrenic. His attorney was unable to use the insanity defense, and in 1983, he was sentenced to 16 years to life in prison. He's still serving time to this day.
Pepsi Jingle Bash, Saturday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont. Starring Katy Perry, Camila Cabello, Marshmello, Normani, Lil Tecca, AJ Mitchell. And for the first time, K-pop hits the Jingle Bash stage with Monsta X and NCT 127. Buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com or at the Allstate Arena box office.
For paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination.
If you're a fan of the NFL, come on over to the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com or wherever else you download your podcast. I'm Seth Payne. I'm a retired NFL player. You might know me if you're old and you follow expansion teams. If not, no big deal. We have a good time. And look, I've been hitting the head a bunch of times. But I still know some stuff. Most importantly, I interview people who know stuff. Players, coaches, media, insiders, the whole gamut. Check it out. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast at radio.com.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. It's gonna be okay. My agent's gonna help me.
For For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Get your kitchen holiday ready with big savings on small appliances from HomeDepot.com. Enjoy up to 25% off stand mixers, toaster ovens, and everything in between from the brands you know and love, like KitchenAid and Cuisinart. Plus, with free delivery and easy in-store and online returns, your small appliance game is about to get a big upgrade. Save up to 25% on small appliances only at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more kinds of doing. U.S. only, valid online through November 3rd. Limitations apply.
They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Bears lose to the Chargers, and we're trying to figure out what...
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is Radio.com Sports.
Web 4 Today on Indianapolis Boulevard in Highland, Indiana.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Obviously, his X's and O's, you know, are at an extremely high level, but I think what's really important with Matt is his people skills and ability to deal with different people in the building and different players and know when to push and pull different buttons, and he's very natural at that, and that's what makes him a great head coach.
Okay.
Cool.
That's Ryan Pace on his guy, Matt Nagy, who's had a rough 36 hours or so.
It's a fall from grace, right? Over the last 8 weeks, this has been a fall from grace. He's your NFL Coach of the Year.
Not even 24 hours.
He goes, yeah, not even.
Right. Yeah, it's been a rough time for a guy because he made no sense after the game.
Nope.
He made absolutely no sense.
No, and at this point, you know, given what you've seen, what you know, and given how the rest of the division looks, I would just as soon let Matt Nagy continue call plays. I would just as soon let Mitch Trubisky continue to play quarterback and adapt and try and figure out what you have. Now, the figure out what you have isn't so important for Mitch, because I'm pretty convinced that I know what that looks like. But I'm still a little unwilling. As disastrous as yesterday was, and as bad as the post-game logic was, and as great as his people skills might be, I'm still a little bit unwilling to just toss Matt Nagy aside. Now, I could be wrong for that, and I think a lot of Bears fans would disagree with me on that, and that's fine. But I also know this. I think it's highly unlikely that the Bears make a change from Matt Nagy, either during this year or after. Matt Nagy will be the head coach of the Bears next season. I mean, it's not fait accompli. It's not completely 100% in stone, but I think you could probably say 99%, 95%, something like that. I mean, what are the likelihood that they move on from this guy?
I think it's very low. I think
it's very low.
And for the remainder of the year, he's got to get better at what he does.
I mean, hell, the Browns are probably going to give Freddie Kitchens one more year. I don't know why, yeah, but they might. That's a disaster.
That's in over his head kind of thing for sure.
But yep. I think the more important thing here is that you can let him continue to call plays. Let him try and figure this thing out still. You got to find out what you know and what you don't about that guy, because I think the answers are written on Mitch.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Fan four packs are a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, one large popcorn, and one low price to get yours. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. They are winners. They are the Wolves. And this is Don on the West Side on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on The Score.
Hey, good morning, guys. I guess as good as it can be. But, yeah, Nagy has no faith in this team, man. I don't know why you draft up and pick all these players that your coach don't have no faith in. I don't know why you pay an offensive line that you have no faith in.
Well, they didn't, not they running didn't the draft ball them or pay them when they had no faith in them.
I mean, I mean, I guess you can, you know, get more technical with it, but I'm just saying, like, okay, Whitehead's got paid, and, you know, they weren't pretty stout up front, as we all thought, as they said. But basically, to me, there's no excuse for you second left timeout. You know, run a couple ISOs up the middle. You know, I mean, you're losing 2 yards anyway. You're going to concede the 2 yards with the quarterback kneel. Nagy seems to be, like, too quick to buck the system. You know, I mean, he had eye form. They came out. They ran the ball very well. I say keep running the ball until and force them to stop it. Create a false tendency, maybe do a bootleg, maybe do a play action down the field. Now, of course, I'm just a fan, not a professional coach, but it seems like it makes sense. I seen Andy Reid do it with Matt Moore last night. So, I mean, I'm really not sure what direction the team is going in. Now, but it doesn't.
I am. I think it's pretty obvious what direction they're going.
Locked in.
They lost
arrow,
three in a
huh?
row. Yeah, I mean, we're all seeing the same thing.
Well, that's, I mean, you look at last night, the Chiefs and Green Bay game. That was a fun football game, A. And then B, you've got a similar system that Andy Reid's running, and you see some of those bunch sets and the weird kind of wide receiver formations and the route concepts that work, and you've got Matt Moore making it work, or at least working within it. Matt Moore is out there buying time for himself outside
it's
the
Matt
pocket,
yep.
Moving around, making a right read, making a decent throw. I'm not saying he was perfect or anything last night. He wasn't, but he had a pretty nice game. And that offense can work with a guy who's not your starting quarterback, with a guy who's not Patrick Mahomes.
Next up is Mike on the score. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Fine.
What up, Mike?
I have a fascinating question I think Matt Nagy should answer next Q&A is, did he bother to talk to Chris Tabor or Helfrich during the last minute? Because I think, and it goes against what Rich Campbell told you guys, I think their decision-making tree right now is really broken. And I think Nagy, this is my decision. I made it. I did it. It's reflective of, like, they're all in this room, and they don't have a cohesive plan on anything. And it's leading to, like, it's compounding itself into really bad decision-making.
They don't have time to have a meeting. I mean, how do you think these sidelines work? The guys who are on the headsets are on the headsets and they're talking.
Well, during the first Packer game, he bothered to ask if Pinheiro could make the field goal. Did he bother to ask if Pinheiro was in range on this field goal? Did he bother to ask if they had
They always do. They know exactly what line.
Well, in that Green Bay game, they got it wrong, yeah, right?
Right.
Eddie gave one yardage and
correct.
There's
a specific procedure for knowing which yard line at which the kicker is in the go zone.
Okay. I appreciate it.
And just get closer. You know,
either way, get closer.
Speaking of special teams, check me if I'm wrong in this or if you notice this. Cordarrelle Patterson has taken him out of the end zone. I mean, he's trying to return kicks.
They've clearly told him, we need you to give us a chance to bust one.
Of all the strange things going on for the Bears offensively, and I kind of count that as offensive for the moment here because they're trying to set the offense up in better position. Actually, I don't mind that at all. It's weird, and I tell me I'm wrong if you think I'm wrong, but I don't mind them swinging a little bit out of their shoes and trying to bust something larger with that guy in the return game.
Especially in a game like yesterday where you're moving the ball between the 20s yep. fairly well anyway. So if you start at the 18 or you start at the 25, big deal.
I weirdly don't mind that. I don't mind Tariq Cohen doing what he's doing.
But think about that, though. Think about the risk calculus.
Right.
Think about the risk reward.
That's where I'm headed.
Hey, let's take a shot with this. We can deal with it. Let's take a shot. And then,
but not with our quarterback.
Oh, no, not with our running back.
Jesus,
fumble.
No, not with that guy.
They know what's coming.
No.
Who knows more of what's coming than a kickoff return?
It's a kickoff
return.
He's going to bring it out.
He's going to run
Stay
that
in your
way.
Lanes. Try and tag. Oh, he's going the other way.
Teddy in Old Town. You're on WSCR. Hey, Teddy.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for pointing out Matt Nagy's false positivity. It's such a charade. But I want to ask you guys, is it borderline petty? Like the decisions that he makes, is he doing them, of course, to adjust for not having an offense that's operating efficiently, but is it to like kind of shade them a little bit, to kind of let them know, like put them on blast a little, like, hey, y'all are really not good?
I don't think so.
Like,
he's
publicly,
got...
is it a little bit of pettiness in there?
No, I don't think so. He's got so much tape to put them on blast with as it is. All he's got to do is sit down in a meeting or with any one of those units and go and show them a whole bunch of tape from the Saints game, and then you've got all kinds of negative coaching points if you want them. I don't think he's trying to put anyone on blast at a game. He's trying to win games. You know, I mean, if you wanted to call guys out, go ahead and anything back from the film sessions
he's
that
the coach.
You'd like
he,
to.
I don't think he needs to send these like passive-aggressive messages.
No, I think he's just he may be a better coach than this. X's and O's wise, schematics and offensive play calling wise, he may be better than this. I know he's better than this because you saw it last season. And even as disjointed as last season could be at times with as few points as that offense scored, a lot of times in that season last year, it was better than this is. He's afraid of Mitch. He's afraid of using his quarterback. That has been proven.
Let's try Greg in Griffith, Indiana on Sports Radio 670.
What's happening, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
I got a couple things here. I kind of felt like these guys came into the season with this entitlement attitude, like they was just going to walk over the division. You know, they get into the season, they lose their first game. Oh, it's just a road bump. Then Kyle Long goes down. That's my road grader. I have no protection. Now my quarterback's got the deer in the headlight look. And I think what they was going to try to do is what the Cubs did in 16 and steal a championship with, we're good enough to do that while we develop
Let's backtrack for a second here, Greg. Who specifically do you think is underperforming because of a sense of entitlement?
I think pretty much it affects the whole team.
Who specifically in his performance, who do you watch play? What individual players do you watch play and say, you know what, that guy's not playing well because he's not trying hard enough because he's entitled and complacent?
I think Tariq Cohen is one of them. Especially.
Okay, what do you see?
What do you see
from Tariq Cohen that suggests complacency?
Nothing. That's the problem. He keeps running side to side.
So you think he's not trying?
Everybody's on to him.
Tariq Cohen gave the ball at the line of scrimmage 9 different times against the Saints. He had 9 catches for 19 yards. And the position that Matt Nagy's putting him in is between 0 and 2 yards of the line of scrimmage when he gets the football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think you can say that guy's bad because he's not trying hard enough because he's entitled.
What's his job if he gets the ball there? To break like 3 tackles and make something happen? Cohen's a guy that can do that. You're still asking him to do a lot there.
In Northbrook, Fred is on Sports Radio 670.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Connor.
Hello.
We've dissected left and right and have determined that Ryan Pace is bad, that Coach Nagy is bad, and Mitch Trubisky is bad. My question is, what do we do next? And my idea is, to me, this season is over. After yesterday's loss, I was done. I'm done with the Bears. The season's over. Now, what I say is we try to experiment. We try to develop Mitch Trubisky as best as we can. Do some experimental plays, maybe a halfback option pass, whatever.
How does that develop Trubisky?
In order to develop what Mitch Trubisky should be.
Well, how does a halfback option pass accomplish that?
No, I'm just saying, as an example, try some experimental plays.
That's all they do.
That's what they run.
That's all Matt Nagy does is have weird experimental plays that everybody's laughing at.
Fred, appreciate the phone call, man. I get that you want to throw out everything and just try anything to get something back this season, but know this. I mean, short of absolute cataclysm, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy will be back as the GM and head coach of this football team next season. That's happening.
Yeah, I would like to see the opposite of what you're suggesting of coming up with all these whiz-bang, razzle-dazzle plays. I would like them to find out what simple plays they feel they can run well consistently.
I would love for Matt Nagy to sit down with the I formation and learn and figure out how he wants it to work. Come up with some counters off of the I formation, off of those weak ISO plays. Come up with some. Ola Cruz was talking about it all last night on the post show here on 670 The Score with Anthony Herron. It's a great show. And listen, there are boots, there are play actions, there are other things you can do out of that formation after it's worked pretty well for you. Find those things. See if you're good at those.
This segment's brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. When we come back, your first of two chances to win $1,000 in cash on the score, taking you up to the top of the hour when we will carry the David Ross introductory Cubs managerial press conference live here on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on the score.
Oh boy, three in a row. Bears lose again. David Haw here from the Mully and Haw Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Yep, the Bears fall to the Chargers. That's the third loss in a row. They're now below 500. Keep it right here, Bears fans, as we recap and commiserate with the loss and take a look at the next matchup. This time it's the Eagles. We're talking Bears.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Pros know there's a lot more to a tile job than tile. But here's something even pros don't know. The Home Depot's just lowered prices on tile essentials. Grout, mortar, backer board, sponges, everything a pro needs to do the job. And know this, we won't be beaten on flooring prices, guaranteed. Well, what do you know about that? New lower prices on tile essentials for the pro, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. US only.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn five times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Listen to Radio.com on just about every single connected device in your home. Hear your favorite songs, your morning news, sports talk, can't miss podcasts, and much more on Amazon Echo, Google Home, Sonos, Roku, Fire TV, and Chromecast. For details, head to Radio.com/listen.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
They feel fraudulent.
We got duped, huh?
I can't get away from just the feeling that they got punked. Like, they just got punched in the mouth and they got punked. Every facet. Out-coached, out-played, out-worked, out-physicaled. Everything about it. They got punked.
They did. I you know, Schlereth was very good yesterday in describing what was happening. And it's when your front four are consistently being pushed back into the second level. And it was 4 or 5 yards before Raiders ball carriers were being met by a tackler. Boy, it would be nice to see that when the Bears had the ball just once in a great while, where David Montgomery isn't greeted by one or sometimes 2-3 defenders before you even get to the point of attack.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2-6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
So once I can read up on the latest health ads, ask for directions to classes, make sure I got the nearest places to mountain climb, all the cool stuff that you just want to look up with a single Hey Google. Get to your nearest Verizon store today to get $450 off a Pixel 4 with select trade-in and unlimited.
Up to $999.99 device payment purchase or full retail price purchase required. Less $450 trade-in promo credit applied over 24 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions.
Cash the ticket. A Mike Valenti podcast.
PJ Fleck, he's got to start winning. He has to, because it has not gone good for his tenure so far. And this
plus
is a game.
He dresses like a barber.
Yeah.
What is it with the jog up, with the shirt and tie? He looks like a 1940s barber.
Well, this is a game he can't drop. Minnesota has been pretty good against the non-conference, but in terms of covering the spread, I think this is just simply a game that Minnesota has to have.
Cash the ticket. Get it on radio.com and Apple iTunes.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Coach wants that.
They need more takeaways.
How do you coach that?
You cannot. I mean, you never say that publicly, but in the back of your mind, you know, you're working on it in practice. When we were at Oklahoma State, you know, we were on like 50 years of probation or something down there. Okay? So we didn't have very good players. Enough of them. And we would work on those same turnover drills that we worked on when we all came to Oklahoma State from University of Pittsburgh. Defensively, on our team up here, we had Hugh Green, Ricky Jackson, you know, Bill Moss, Tony Siragusa. I mean, you know, we had some real players, you know, great players, Hall of Fame players, and we would get turnovers. So we did those same drills, guys, at Oklahoma State, and we didn't get them.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Head on over to realid.ilsos.gov for more information.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That was that RPO. Mitchell Trubisky handed one off, kept one last week. He's got to get a little bit better feel for how they want to do that.
Well, they fake one, they fake the other, they set up a screen, and I mean to tell you, these last two plays have not fooled anybody. And you can hear the crowd right from the get-go. I mean, these are great fans, and they are watching what has been a dormant offense.
Yeah, he was crotchety yesterday, Tom Brenneman, in his sort of editorialized descriptions of what he was seeing. And I was there for it. It was all right, because it was I didn't mind it, because I get sort of peevish when I'm watching Bears games that look like that.
That's an understatement. So what, solid B to the broadcast?
Well, no, Spielman was bad. He just says stuff. Yeah. He's another one of these guys like Mark Schlereth who just sort of says football-y things.
I caught a Schlereth broadcast. I want to say it was last week. I'm a little worried for myself because I think maybe he's getting better.
Okay.
But I don't know that for sure. It might have just been small samples.
Time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is market. Text market to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is market to 72881. A randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. We take a lot of calls on Bears Mondays because there's a lot of people who are really unhappy with stuff. Brad in Oswego, you're on WSCR.
Hey, Connor. Hey, Dan.
Hey. What's up, man?
Just a little frustrated. I got to take my wife and my 11-year-old son to the game yesterday, and it was a beautiful day. But all led to frustration. You're the running goal line offense in the middle of the field. You're pounding it 3, 4, 5, 6 yards. And then you get down to the goal line, and my son's asking, where'd the running back go? It just doesn't make sense what they're doing. I understand Mitch can't throw a fade, so that's not an option on the goal line. But even if you're going to pass the ball inside the 5-yard line, you can't just show you're going to do it. It just didn't make any sense.
No, I'm with you. I'm glad you and the family had a good time at the game. It's everybody who went. I had a couple of friends who actually went to that. Apparently, it's a just wonderful day.
It was a gorgeous day yesterday. Once they got the fields dried up, and we had the last day of fall baseball yesterday, and just being outside.
Farmio calls that a Chamber of Commerce day. That's what that is.
A Chamber of Commerce day.
That's what that is.
Someone needed to get Keenan Allen some longer cleats, though.
Yeah,
he kept on falling over. That's the thing we haven't addressed a whole lot. You and I both mentioned maybe once, but the Chargers just handed that thing to you as many times as they possibly could.
They dropped two touchdown passes, and then they kept taking penalties to keep you alive in the red zone.
You didn't want it.
Inside the 10.
And you didn't want it. You just couldn't take it. My favorite, I don't know about yours, Dan, my favorite red zone play from the Bears yesterday was the one where you've got the bunched tight ends, 80, 81, 87. They're all bunched. Cordarrelle Patterson is left of them and wide. And he comes in
on that the tunnel screen, but the timing of the play has to be such that he's still moving toward the quarterback when he gets. You don't want him to stop his feet there. You want him to come completely set. He's Cordell Patterson. The whole idea is that you've got him moving and active and stuff. Well, you blow two blocks by the two tight ends who aren't really blocking tight ends to begin with. Cordell Patterson stops his feet, and he gets hammered for a gain of one. I think it was a generous one. That was my favorite red zone play. I don't know what yours was, but that was mine.
I think it's hard to argue with the Cordarrelle Patterson play.
It's up there. It's up there.
What are you doing? If he's in the game, he's getting the ball. If he's in the game, he's getting the. And the linebacker just ignored his regular assignment. You're like, oh, you're here. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be right here too.
I thought maybe you'd go with the slant to Shaheen. That was a fun one.
Boy, Brenneman lit that up too.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan of that bad boy. And then there was the one we were just talking about with Rich Campbell, where Robinson drags the PI call, right? But is the only eligible receiver going out, which to me, like.
But everybody else is playing Mahjong? I mean, what are they on the field to do?
Don't know. But Allen Robinson, every day that game ends, final whistle goes, and Allen Robinson has absolutely shown out. I mean, he's a baller. He's that kind of guy. He's 26 years old. There's a text, though, that wants to, you know, Amari Cooper got the Raiders a one. Would you want to get a one for Allen Robinson? No, I don't. This trade deadline's tomorrow afternoon, and I don't, short of maybe trading.
No, selling. If you're going to do something, you're selling guys who are leaving, not guys you have.
Who do you want to sell? Who's leaving that you'd really want to sell anyway? You know what I mean? What are you going to get for Danny Trevathan?
Not much.
I'm not saying trading him is inherently an awful idea. It's just that the return isn't going to be the benefit that you'd hope for. You know, you're not, trade him and then sign him back. Well, maybe, but free agency's out there, and there's a whole lot of money for a lot of different teams.
In Riverwoods, this is Bubba. Bubba's on the score.
What up, Bubba?
Hey, man, I got to tell you, I think, Nagy just frustrates me. You have just get a turnover, and you have the ball first and goal on the four. Why not just pound it four times, no matter what? I mean, you got to think you're going to score on that play. You don't want to kick a field goal. Worst case scenario, you get stopped, and you put your defense on and charge your guard in the hole. And then they hit it later on in the half. And they ran the ball. No, they passed the ball twice, and then they ran the ball, and then they scrambled to kick the field goal. Why don't you run the ball first time and then throw it twice? I mean, what's his thinking there?
This is where we've gotten to.
I think Matt Nagy told you. There was zero thought. Oh, no, that was about the kicking the field.
That was different.
Third down and goal, pump fake one way. They come back the other way, and it's incomplete. And again, Trey Burton has been battling an injury all year long, and now you're looking at Shaheen, who's infrequently used in the back of the end zone.
Well, here's what they're doing with Cordell. They're going to keep him here, hoping to draw the corner, which leaves that corner route open. That's why we drew the corner out, and Mitchell Trubisky tried to throw him open, but the coverage was pretty solid.
Tell you what, though, Chris, have a hard time understanding with all the offensive skill position players, and you're going to a guy who's been hurt and another guy who barely ever catches a ball.
Carry me?
No.
Adam Shaheen goes 6'6", 257, and you're using him in on a slant route. That is not how I've seen
him up.
Have him throw his ass into someone.
Post him up.
How many of those? Think about this, too. Dan, how many times did they throw? When they were down in the red zone. Far too many, right? It felt like they just trust a run game. How many of those throws were into the end zone?
Yeah, it's true. You're only going to...
Not a lot.
No, you're asking somebody to first secure the catch.
Then go.
Then break a tackle because there's somebody draped all over him. You know, the bottom line, though, is that too many of Nagy's plays are unnecessarily ornate and cute. And for no reason... at least when Andy Reid does it, you can see this was to create space here. This was to show a defender something that he thought that was not really happening. When the Bears run these plays, they're almost sort of delicate and dainty. It's like the Bears run a Wes Anderson art direction. You know what I mean? It's like everything is kind of
I wish I didn't,
kind of precious and twee, and then everybody falls down.
So much of this is predicated on Tariq Cohen busting a tackle, right? Shaking somebody loose inside 2 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Or Allen Robinson running over three people. Or David Montgomery having... Yep. Get the people away from him. Or get them away from the people.
Did we at least learn a little bit that the Jordan Howard thing can go away? You got David Montgomery. You can run the ball with him. It's not the who. It's... how you're doing
the
it.
Members of the who.
Or members. It's not the, it's how you're, it's the why is the people and the who is the members of the who. David Montgomery can run the ball. Use him to run the damn ball.
The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Fan four packs are a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, one large popcorn, one low price. To get yours, visit ChicagoWolves.com. They are winners. They are the Wolves. We are planning to carry the David Ross press conference that's brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers coming up in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. You have the score.
Hey, if you're listening to the score, I've got big news for you. Now you can pause and rewind live score radio on the radio.com app. Just download the latest radio.com app update and enjoy pausing and rewinding the score live. And for the first time ever in local broadcast radio, enjoy your favorite score shows on demand and on the go. It's fast and easy DVR style controls for live.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home edition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times, as represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
This offer ends October 31st at Webb Chevy. See dealer for details.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK for just $495 per eye. Do what I did. Stop putting off LASIK surgery. There's still time to see 2020 before 2020. I had a great day yesterday, other than that whole loss there on the lane. But still, watching the afternoon games, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, long day. Maybe just go down for a little nap here. Before LASIK, I'd have to, you know, take the contacts out, put them in the thing, find the glasses, all that kind of stuff. Now, fall asleep, wake up, keep watching. It's the best. It's a life changer. All you got to do for the same thing, call or go online to schedule your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. It is amazing. The consultation takes you through every step of the all laser LASIK process and how it's tailored to your eyes and your prescription. Plus, here's a tip. Look into using FSA or HSA dollars on your LASIK procedure. You can save 20, 35% by using these pre-tax savings accounts. Give Sharp Vision Modern LASIK a call. See why they're overqualified.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. Aloha can't get rid of the ghosts and goblins in your house, but they can get rid of that nasty mold that's hiding in the shadows. Mold can be creeping anywhere in your home and can be hazardous to your health, but don't let this spook you. Let the trusted team at Aloha Restoration be the ghostbusters for your mold. If they find it, they'll get rid of it fast. Leave it to Aloha to give you peace of mind. From mold removal to home remodeling, who you gonna call? Aloha, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
So you say you need more Cubs talk in your life. We've got you covered with a new podcast from The Score, Into the Basket, starring The Score's Julie DeCaro, Evan Altman from Cubs Insider, and Brad Robinson from WBBM.
Did you guys see the dancing bullpen catcher?
That was wonderful.
Let me ask you this, because you guys are dudes. What reason does a grown adult man have to know every single move to the video for Single Ladies?
I don't have one.
Into the Basket will have all the latest Cubs topics, and you can listen anytime you want through the radio.com app. The Score's Into the Basket, available on radio.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thank
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson.
Jim Boylan is talking playoffs.
Well, it should be the goal. A lot of our young guys, we have been here for a couple of years now, specifically Zach and Lowry. We've added some real veteran leadership. I think it's good to talk that way. We also have to be realistic in that we're still a really young group. We're the second youngest team, I believe, in the league, in terms of age. But I told the guys, you can't use youth as an excuse. I think maturity is a big thing. I think even our young guys are mature individuals. And take Wendell Carter, for example. I mean, he's a young guy, but he went through, he played a year at Duke. He's been through pressure and those type of things. So I think maturity is an important thing. In 2 years, we really completely turned the roster over. We're still missing a piece in terms of, our wing depth.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, O'Reilly.